Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Sukkah, daf Yutes, and we are into the Mishnah of Esrog. This is the Mishnah of Esrog. We spoke about the psulim of Esrog, those cases that are possible, those cases that are kosher. We're on Yuzayinim Abayis in the Oz Vahadar, and we will start with the Gemara. So we spoke about the different types of psulim. Maybe one hour on the Mishnah, we spoke about the pittim and the ukits. If you remember, the Mishnah spoke about if the nital ukso, if the ukits has been taken out, then it's still kosher. The nitla pitmaso is puzzle. So what's the pittim and the ukits? We'll talk about it in the Gemara different days. But what we call the pittim and the ukits, the pittim is the on top, what hangs away from the tree when the esrog is hanging, the part that's not connected to the tree, and the ukits is where the esrog is connected to the tree and where it's cut from. And that's the ukits and the pittim. So both of those. There are different days about what's missing and what has to be there. Rabbi Lamb, he mentioned this years ago in a shir, he talks about the symbolism of an article called The Anatomy of an Esrog. And he talks about the symbolism of the esro, of the ukits and the pittim. And he quotes the different Rishonim. He quotes an opinion, the Rif, the Rambam and Tosfos, who require both the ukits and the pittim and possibly the esrog if either one is totally missing. So he quotes, what do they represent? Pittim, he quotes, that's blossoming. That's independence. That's creativity. It is the part of the fruit that protrudes as it grows, as if it were pointing in the direction of growth. It represents, therefore, the youthful openness to change, newness, the state of being pliable and alert and alive, in motion and full of promise. While the pittim represents change and growth, the ukits, or stem, is that which ties the fruit to the tree itself. It therefore symbolizes rootedness, stability, continuity, and endurance. While the pittim points to the future, the ukits binds to the past. An esrog, to be kosher, needs both change and stability, newness and continuity, past and future. And Judaism, therefore, reminds us that we both must both be wholesome and handsome. Only Rabbi Lamb can write a light like that. Complete and beautiful. Shalem and hadar. Our lives must possess both ukits and pittim, stem and blossom. And he goes through to those of us who are younger, it says, don't ignore the ukits. Without roots and stem, no flower can flourish and no beauty can endure. Do not imagine you can remain the people of the pitta, of the pittim forever. Those who are today under 30 will someday be over 30. He wrote this in 1968. And to those of middle age and over, the esrog says, do not deride the pittim on the esrog of life. There can be no real active life without change and growth and promise and the exploration of new pathways and discovery of new horizons. Basically, the balance of misora and creativity and newness, that's the pittim and the ukits. When we look at an esrog, we see an esrog. Rabbi Lamb sees life when he sees the esrog. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara says, the Mishnah had listed off a number of psulim. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Shmuel, kol psulim ein aposlim ela b'yomtav arishon bilvad. Shmuel says, all the psulim in the Mishnah, what are the psulim that we just had? If it has boils on most of it, it's peeled, it's cracked. They're all pasul only on the first day. Only on the first day. Wow. So I would have thought, what do you mean only on the first day? I know lachem is on the first day. Ulakachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon. Why should there be any other difference between day one and the other days? Oh, so we know that the other days are derabanan. Right, not only is there a difference between lachem, that's on even on a daraisa level, but the other days are midrabanan. So is that what Shmuel is saying? That if it's the other days are midrabanan, and therefore there is the psulim aren't a problem. This is a major machlokas rishonim. Let's say in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, the pasuk tells us that's the makar for taking a lulav every day in the Beis Hamikdash midaraisa. So midaraisa, the mitzvah to take a lulav every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Midaraisa is only mitzvah to take it the first day outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the din derabanan of Zechel HaMikdash, taking the lulav every day the other 6 days. There is a major machlokas rishonim when we have this chilek of the other days don't have these problems. Is that even, let's say, daraisa in the Mikdash? Is it a chilek within even the daraisa level? The Raisa leveled Hadar, Priyat Hadar. Is Hadar only a requirement on the first day, not the other days, even within a chilek of Daraisa? Or is the, what Shmuel is saying, really the chilek is Daraisa Darabanan? Right, that is a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here takes a stand on one of them. He says, "Ein aposim el biyanda Rishon, dehakulu yafi mikra." It's only possible on the first day because they're all learned out. Lekachtem lechem by Yom Rishon priates hadar. V'kalap sulim imishum delav hadar ninhu imishum delav mishalachem bekuluksiv biyom Rishon. So on the first day. And then he says, "Lomad despirale lael de gazel pasul mishum mitzvah babavera api yom hasheni pasul." Right, if it's mitzvah babavera, that's not based on the pasuk, and therefore that could be a problem even the other days. Only what's mentioned in the pasuk is linked to Biyom HaRishon, and that would have a chilek between the first and the second day. If you look at the Ravid, we've quoted the Ravid and the Ramban have a whole sefer. The Ravid wrote the lulav hagadol laharavid. That's the way different titles to it. But in the beginning, towards the beginning of the sefer, he says, Umi udafka begazel, avol bishar psulei kulhu biyom rishon hu depasli, avol bishar yomei ksherin. Right, it sounds like even mida oraisa, even the oraisa hadar is only needed the first day. Lack of hadar is okay. Mamela yotzei shebe mikdash. I'm reading the footnotes here in the Ravid now. Mamela yotzei shebe mikdash bishar yamim kasher. V'cholek al Ramban hasavar shekol apsulin chus mishaul psulin bemikdash kol shiva. Right, the Ramban say no. Hadar lachem is the first day. Right, you might say because in the pasuk ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon. So the lachem is limited to the first day. Creates hadar, and this we'll get to this. A hadar might not be lachem is a requirement of an esrog should be yours. Hadar might be it's not an esrog if it's not hadar for certain psuli hadar. That's not going to be limited to the first day. The first day you have to take an esrog that is yours, but you have to take an esrog every day. So it could be that psul hadar is not an esrog, and that's why they would apply other days, right? That's what the Ramban might say, right? But this is an important discussion. Like the Ravid himself says a little bit later on, Aval Avos, he agrees by Anafitz Avos Vaday Beinon Bekuliyome, right? Avos, you need every day. Why? Tihahu Lav Mehader Asi Elamigufe Dichsiv Be Eitz Avos. That's definitional. Right, so you have, even within Hadar, you might have some that are definitional, some that are not. So, yeah, this is, the Rishonim discuss which elements are definitional and which are just factors. Okay, that's Shmuel. Taman Amrin, Rubo Mitzad Echad. There we said, Rubo Mitzad Echad, when the Mishnah says that if there are boils, there are bumps, on most of the Esrog, it passes, that's only on one side. If the spots and the boils are all over the Esrog, then even if it's less than majority, even less than majority, the Bavli uses the Lashon because it looks like minumar, it looks spotted, and that's a lack of hadar. Chotmo beruba lifso, and if the chotem, if the tip of the esrog on top has some problems, so then if the most of, even just that section of the esrog is a spotted, is has chazazis, so then that is, that's going to make it possible. What exactly is the top? That's a machlokes. How much of the top is the chotem? The tippy-tippy, all the way on top? Or is it just the part that that's further down, that start getting skinny on top? Different levels of different shittas about what exactly the chotem is. As thus follows also. Nitla pitmaso. So the Mishnah said if the pitam is off, so then that is pasul. Taman amrin. What does that mean? What does it mean pitam? Different days. Taman amrin shoshanto. Ribisal bar chakula amar pika. One says it's the shoshanto, one says the pika. So what does that mean? That itself, machlokes mafarshim. What is shoshanto? What is the pika? Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says the shoshanto is the what he says on top. Shoshanto haesrog birosho yotzei eitz kemindad v'al hadad shoshanta. Right. So if you think of a classic pitum, again, growing up, I always had pitums on my esrogim, and that's what my father got. But from the first child being born, I had changed the minhag, and I did not want to cause any shalom bias issues, and no pitum. No pitum, just less danger. But on the pitum, you have a little stick and then a little circle on top of the stick. That's usually how pitums work. So it says, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's what's going on here. A shoshanto is the little round thing on top. Even if just that's missing is puzzle. That's the shoshanto. And pika is the stick itself, is the whole thing. Only if you're missing the whole thing is it a problem. That's nitlopitmaso. But if you have anything left of that stick, even if the little tip is taken off, so that would still be kosher. That's how he understands this. The Karban Eda, he has a different pshat. He says one is the pitamon and one is what we call the ukits, right? The other side, different day, is about what exactly is being referred to in the Mishnah. Nike velo pilish mi bifnim kosher. If an asro gets a hole, but it doesn't go all the way through, velo pilish mi bifnim kosher. As long as it didn't go all the way through, it's got a hole, it is still kosher. Kehi detanina taman, like we learned in our Mishnah, nitau ukso nikav velo chazer kolshu kosher. The Mishnah says if the ukits is missing, but there's no part of the esrog that's missing, kosher. So the first part of the Mishnah, though, didn't make any limitations on chiser kolshu. So explain the mefarshim, the first line of the Mishnah that says if it has nikav, it's possible even without missing anything. That must be talking about a case where it goes all the way through. If you take a needle and put it all the way through the esrog and then pull it out, and there's nothing missing from the esrog, that would possible even if there's no chaser. Mashenkin, in the case of ukits in the seifa, it says if it's chaser, because that's not going to be a problem unless it is missing something. There's a machlokas we've shown him here. What does it mean all the way through? Does all the way through mean, like I just described it, all the way through, you put a needle in, you go through one side and comes out the other side of the esrog? Or others say, all the way through, what the lashon here is, mi bifnim. That lashon is not in all the versions, in the Bavli. Mi bifnim might mean, we know the esrog has, as we said yesterday, has a very, very thick layers of skin, and just a very little bag of seeds in the middle. Very little. So some say that this means you have a needle that goes all the way through to the middle sac. Doesn't mean all the way through to the other side of the esrog, right? It's already considered all the way through if it goes right to the middle, and that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say, again, we're not going to use this, but let's say it's the only esrog you have. Tuf Reish Memches. Tuf Reish Memches Siv Gimel. Right? Dvarim Hapsulim Be'esrog. Things that are dry. Things that are a puzzle. So the esrog ha-yavesh. There's a machlokas about almost all of these factors in the Rishonim. How dry is dry? What parts are dry of each of the dalin minim? Esrog says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis. Esrog shenikev nekev mefulash kol shehu pasul. If an esrog that has a mefulash means all the way through, that pasuls, like our Mishnah says. V'she'enu mefulash, if it's not mefulash, imaya isar pasul. If it's not, doesn't go all the way through, but if it's a certain size, it's pasul. V'mchisar kol shehu pasul. And if it's missing anything, pasul. Yesh omrim dim nekev benekev mefulash bina chisar and mashu v'she'enu mefulash b'chayon kisar. Fine. V'nohagu. So sometimes you have esrogim that have like were next to thorns and there was something stuck in there. Y'nohagu lahachshir and akavim shenasu be'ilonai dekotsim. The minhag is to machshir. If you have a little, you could see that the esrog just got a little hole. How it was growing, you take it off. You get, this was a perfect esrog. But the way it was growing, it was like next to a branch or a thorn. Ay dekotsim. Avvei sheish b'em chisaron shezeo derak de'laso. The Shulman Sadeshin has a line that if this is the esrog that you have, even it, this is how it grew. It grew with this point going into it. So when you take it off, you saw this how it grew. It wasn't like something else afterwards went in. It grew around this, this thorn. And then it could be that that would be kosher because that would be, that's derek de lasso. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, mifulash, yesh mefarshim, kipshuto, dahainu shenikev mitzad zeh litzad zeh. Some say mifulash means all the way. The yesh omrim shekivan shenikev al adchedre hazera, shehagarinim besocho mikri mefulash. And some say if it goes all the way through to the inner sack where the seeds are, that's also mefulash. Okay, we don't have too many of esrogim like this nowadays, but that's the 2 days in the Rishonim, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Next, esrog akushi. The Mishnah said a black esrog is pasul. Esrog akushi pasul, says the Mishnah Gemara. Habaman akushi kasher. Only a black esrog is only pasul if it's not supposed to be black. And then it's black, but if it comes from Kushi, it comes from a place where they have black esrogim, habamina Kushi, then that would be kosher, because that's normal. That's how it's supposed to grow. That's what it's supposed to grow. The Karban Eda says here, Kushi shegadal bimekomos shedarkan lios yaro pasul shenidmehu. Right? If it's supposed to be green or yellow and it's black, that's a psul. But habamina Kushi sheba esrog shachor me'eretz kush kosher dahachi revisaihu. This is its natural state. That language is used in Chazal in other contexts as well. Hachi revisayu. Remember one off Just one is in Yevamos. The Gemara talks about if you have a pregnant woman who goes to the mikvah becomes a convert. So does that, the Gemara has a line there that maybe the baby does not need a separate conversion when the baby is born, because Hakir Visaya, this is like who he is right now. This is, it's not like his external chatzitza. This is his life right now. Hachi Revisayu. A line like that. So that's what the, another place where it's used. Hayuraka Karsin. The Mishnah says if it's green like a leek. Yuraka Karsin, that's a machlokas. Machlokas, or Meir says kasher, or Yudas says pasul. Rabbi Zeira Boikumi Rabbi Imi. What does that mean? Like a Karsin. Kahain Karsinun? Oh, the dummy lohen Karsinun. Is it, does it mean like mamish exactly like the leek, like dark green? Or just green itself? Or dummy like a green, not very thick, dark green. Amar like kahen karsinun. It means no mamish like them. If it's a very dark green, so then that would be a problem. Says the Gemara. Ezel yarak rak shebi yarukim. We know language. Where else do we have yarok, yarak rak? We have that by, of course, saras. So the Gemara says, what's the color of yarak rak shebi yarukim? Rebbe Elazar Omer, kishava, like wax. Wax is... There's no word for yellow in Mishnah, right? So yarok, we translate it out as green, but yarok sheyirukim, Rebbe Elazar says that's like shav, that's like a yellowish, ukushoshanas karmal, and like the other type of flower. Sumchas omer kekanfei tavas, it's like the wings of a tavas, a type of bird. That's what yarok sheyirukim, so Gemara is going to ask. So you see, it's more of a yellowish color, not a greenish color. Like a leek, veizu adam dam sheba adumim, right? They're very red. Zuza horis amuka, very deep crimson red. Vakoa amar hachin, and here we say this, meaning our Mishnah sounds like yarok is green, and this other source it sounds like the yarok is yellowish. Rabbi Pinchas, no, it's green. What is that brisa coming in? That's talking about not yarok, but yarakrak. Shanyehi taman dechsev yarakrak. Yarakrak might be yellow, while yarok might be green. Period. Okay. Shir esrog katan. What is the smallest size of an esrog? What is the largest size of an esrog? Shir esrog katan. Machlokas. Remember, omer ke'egos. The size of a nut. You have the size of a nut, a very small esrog. That is okay. Rabbi Yehuda, omer ke'beitza. No, it's got to be a little bigger. Size of an egg. Right? The size of an egg. Which type of egg? No, Rabbi Yehuda, our eggs are smaller. Or our fingers are bigger, right? So the whole discussion about shiurim, but that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, machlokas. That's in terms of minimum. Why, if it's so small, so we're going to talk about, is so small a problem because it's not hadar? It's not hadar, or because it's not an esrog, right? Which is more definitional, right? It's so small, it's obviously underdeveloped. So we'll see. Vahagadol, and is there a maximum size? Kedisha yochaz ashneim biyado achaz, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. You got to be able to hold your lulav and esrog in one hand. Not that that's lachadchila, but that's the what needs to be, and therefore your esrog could be as big as you can have it, as long as you would also hold your lulav in that hand. Rabbi Yosi Omer afilu achad echad mishtei yadav. No, even if you have to hold an esrog, you need two hands to hold your esrog. It could be huge, it could be the size of a watermelon. The esrog is still kosher according to Rabbi Yosi echad. What's the reference of Kedisha Yochaz Eshnehem? Right? Maybe it's alluding to the fact that, well, you have to be able to hold your Dalaminim at once. Right? So if it's too big, then that's a problem. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. The Ritva here discusses this. Start with the Ritva. The Ritva on the Mishnah discusses, on this Mishnah of size, the Ritva says, the Afalpi. Right? How could Rabbi Yossi say, afilu b'shtei yadav? Even if you need both hands to hold your esrog, that means you can't hold your dalaminim at once. The Ritva says, that's only din l'chadchila, to hold all your dalaminim at once. B'dieved, zecher zeh is also kosher, as long as they're right there in front of you. V'yaf al pi she'ef shalo litol asa esrogim alulav bibas achas, if it's so big, no dol asa lulav yacharkach ma'bias esrog b'shtei yadav, she'en ma'akvin zeh zeh b'shtei yeshlo. It's not ma'akev, as long as they are there together. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Our minhag is lachadchila. We're supposed to hold the dalan minim all at once. But if not, right, tough resh nun aleph. The mitzvah of netilas lulav, says the Shulchan Aruch. We're supposed to hold the Dalan Minim at once. Sif Yud Beis. Arba Minim Halalu Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Shim Chaser Lo Echan Mehem Lo Yivarech Al Ashar. If I'm missing one of the Dalan Minim, I don't make a bracha on the other three. Aval Not Lam Lezecher Ba'alma. But I do take them if I don't have any Aravas. I'll take the other three just to remember what it's about. Bein b'yom rishon, bein b'shar yamim. V'im hayu arbatan mitzuyim etzlo. If I have all four, v'natlam echad echad yatza, and I pick them up one at a time, yatza. Clearly a b'di'evid lashon, right? If I pick them up one after another, I am a yotze yatza. Ubilvad says the Ramah, she yukulam lefanav. Right, as long as they're all in front of me. Oh, they're all in front of me, then I take them, right, the Mishnah Berurah says, smuchim lo. Says the Ramah, v'ito halulav tchilo v'ivarech al halulav, v'daito gam al ha'achirim. Right, you should have a lulav, make the lulav first, and your das will be on all the other ones. V'imsach b'enem, tzorach l'varech al kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Right, what happens if you talked? You're taking them one at a time. I don't know, you have a humongous esrog, you think that's hiddur mitzvah. So you can't hold it all at once. So you're taking the lulav, and then you're taking them all at once. And then, right before you're about to pick up your esrog, you say, you forgot yourself. You go, wow, check out my esrog. I don't know, you were mafsik. You got to make a new bracha on the other minim. So these are brachas that I don't think anybody here ever has said. What bracha do you say? Al hadas, al natilas, eitz avos. On the arava, these aren't brachas that we want to make. Al it's a bracha shein etzricha. V'al arava, al natilas arava. V'chein al esrog. I guess that's al netilas priyes hadar. Umikol makom tov sha'achar kach gam ken yachzor v'yikachim kulam biyachad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though you did it one after another, because you were mafsik, it's better to take them all afterwards all together. What happens in birech al halulav v'achar abracha ra shalo hayabo hadas? You think you made a bracha on your dalan minim, and you think your family member got it all ready for you, and you're about, as you start shaking, you're like, wait a minute, I'm missing the aravas. They weren't put in. Right? Or you see, right? Sometimes that happens on day four of Sukkot. You make the bracha, you start shaking, all of a sudden you realize your arava has no leaves on it. Yeah. Right? It's like, uh-oh, and I made the bracha already. That could come up. Yeah, you're supposed to check the dalad minim before you make the bracha. So what happens? Osha hayu psulim omuhu pachim. Im hayalo hahadas o harava beveso. If you had another one, you know, in your house, and you knew at some point in Sukkot that you're going to switch it. But ofan shein tzorach lahafzik b'intam kedei likach osam yigach arbatam biyachar v'yivarech aloso min shahaya nechzar. Right? If you had one around, you don't have to be mafzik. You still have to make your first bracha worked on the other three, but you have to make a new bracha on the one that wasn't here. You didn't have that in mind. Tainu al arava yivarech al natilas arava al hadas al natilas eizavo. So imhaya ze biyom rishon tzorach lavarech od pam sheni shechianu. Interesting chiluk. If it's in the house, your lulav bracha is your yotze, but the fourth min you have to make a separate bracha on. If it wasn't even in your house, you got to repeat your lulav bracha because you weren't yotze on that. Question. So we should be careful. We should be careful before we shake our dalad minim to make sure that they are all there and kosher. Says the Gemara, esrog habosar. If you have a very small esrog, it's bosar, the beginning stages of development. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eno Pri, Vachamu Omer Pri. Machlokes, Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Belazar. This machlokes about whether you could use a bosar for an esrog is the same machlokes the Gemara suggests. By whether you have to take off chumas and maisras from an esrog boser. Atiyah Rabbi Shimon Kishinus Rabbi Kiva Rabbo. Rabbi Kiva here says it's not a pri. Rabbi Shimon in Hilchas Maisras says you don't have to take off maisras from it. Kamad Rabbi Kiva Amar esrog boser eno pri. Can Rabbi Shimon Amar esrog boser eno pri? So aren't these parallel contexts esrog for netilas lulav and maisras? The Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'chi kol shehu kasha b'lulav chayav b'maisras, v'chol shehu kasha b'lulav v'chayav b'maisras. What, it's exactly the same thing? You have the same requirements for esrog and maisras? Hativon, hare minumar. What about if it's spotted, we just said? Hare hu gadol b'tfus. Or what if you grew your esrog in a form? Like you put something, you wanted the esrog to come out in a funny shape. So you put something around it so it grows. Hare yu asa kikadur, if it looks like a ball. Hare yu pasu b'lulav chayav b'maisras. Right, if you have puzzle, you have things that are puzzle for lulav, and you still have to take maestros from it. So don't say they're exactly the same thing. So the Gemara says, one direction I'll give you. Mistava Rabbi Shimon Yodel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon, who says that there are psulim, that it's not a pre for maestros, would also say it's not a pre for lulav. Fine. Rabbi Akiva lo Yodel Rabbi Shimon, but the other way wouldn't work. Rabbi Shimon Yodel Rabbi Akiva dechsif pre veino pre. Rabbi Shimon would say, Modid Rabbi Akiva, he says an esrog is not a pre for maestros, so it's not a pre for lulav. Rabbi Akiva lo yodil le Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say the other way. Hari minuma hari galdo betzvus. Hari yosek kadur. Hari possible lulav. You can't use it for lulav. It's not hadar, but v'chayv maestros. But it's chayv maestros. So no, don't compare the two contexts. Only in one direction, possibly. Good. So we have the machlokas in the Mishnah. What's the smallest size? Rabbi Meir says a nut. So anan tanina ke'egos, one version of our Mishnah we have the size of a nut, that's the smallest year. The is tani tani ad ke'egos. And we have another version that says like a nut, ke'egos. So what's the difference in formulation? Mandamar ke'egos, ke'egos atzmo kasher. The one who says ke'egos, the girsa that we have, that's saying nut is the smallest size, anything less than a nut is too small. Mandamar ad ke'egos, ke'egos atzmo pasom. Ad ke'egos means up until and not including. It has got to be bigger than a nut. A nut is the shear that's pasul. Okay, different versions. Period. Next. Rabbi Yehuda was mashma, right? This comment, Rabbi Yehuda was mashma, that you're allowed to, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? How big does your esrog have to be? Big enough that you can still hold all your meatim in one hand. So, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to hold all the meatim in one hand. So, Amar Rabbi Yosa, ilu haviksiv vikapos tamarim ya'us. If there was a vav in there, what did the pasuk say? Lokadu chavayam marisha priyetz hadar kapos tamarim ve'anaf esavos ve'arve nachal. There's a vav only before the hadasim and the aravas. There's no vav before lulav, right? Which that's why we hold all three in one hand and the esrog in the other hand. So if it had the vav in there, I would agree to you, Rabbi Yehuda, they could all be in one hand. Les k'sivela kapos tamarim afilu zeb biyado achas zeb biyado achas. And that's by the way what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you should hold the lulav. And lulav and hadasim and aravos in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. So medaktik. Sometimes by hoshanas, we're walking around, and we have the sitter in one hand, and all four in the other hand. So it's not ma'akev. You're already yotze. But you know, there are those that are makpid, you know, to try even throughout the time that they're holding the lulav to be careful in two hands. One also has to be makpid that it shouldn't be a chumra d'asli de kula. I'm going to be makpid on this to hold it in two hands, and then I'm going to be poking the guy in front of me with my lulav because it's not in as much control as I could have if I had it all in one hand. So one has to be careful. The bein adam l'makom does not impinge on the bein adam l'chaveira. Amar alav Rabbi Akiva, shenichas abeis ha'knesses v'esrog ha'ktefav. They say Rabbi Akiva one time walked into shul with an esrog on his back. He had such a big esrog. So to show that maybe he paskins like the second day. Mishnah. Eino k'nesa lulav elamino div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you tie your lulav, it has to be with mino. Meaning, like, it has to be with lulav. Like we do. Why? Mefarshim explained. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tsarich eged. Lulav tsarich eged means it's important what you tie it with. And therefore, not only does it have to be together, what you tie it with has to be from the min. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Afilu b'mashiach. Rabbi Meir said, no, even if you use some type of a cord or string, that it's not one of the minim, it is okay. Because the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Meir holds, Me'ikar adin, lulav ain't tzarech eged. That's what we paskin. We paskin tzarech eged l'chad chilo midin hidr mitzvah. But Me'ikar adin, it does not need lulav ain't tzarech eged. Omer, Rabbi Meir, there's a lot there, but we have to continue. Ma'isa, b'ranchi, yerushalayim, sheyog, there's l'vam, b'gimin eshal zav. Rabbi Meir says, wait a minute. The Anshe Yerushalayim used to have golden straps around their esrog, so around their lulav. So you see, you don't need min; it was gold. Amru lo bimino hayogdras milamata. No, they only had gold on top, but underneath, first they had lulav straps, and then on top they had golden straps. So no raya from there. I'll just mention it. The Ritva says in more than one place. The Ritva says the fact that lulav tzarech eged we paskin is only a lechadchila shows that it's a din derabanan. The Ritva has that yisod, like some Rishonim have. There can't be a dinta oraisa that is not ma'akev. If it's lechadchila, it has to be a dinta rabbanan. So he says, hidr mitzvah. He says it on Daf Yud Aleph in the Sukkah. Hidr mitzvah must be, the luf sarchega must be a dinta rabbanan. Other Rishonim are not convinced of that. This is a Tosfos at the beginning of Gittin. It also says that there can't be any chilek between lechadchila and b'dieved on a dinta oraisa. But it seems to be clearly evidence against that. We mentioned, right, lechadchila, you know, chalitza, right, the Mishnah Yevamos needs chalitza and rakika and kriyas apsukim. But kriyas apsukim is not makif. Right, that's a dindaraisa. Right, there are many examples of that. So you have to be mechalik somehow. Those rishonim that say that, how do you do certain mitzvahs? There are definitely lechadchilas and bidiyevets. The Ritva says all hilchos brachas, all the things that we have to mention in benching, about malchus beis David and binyan Yerushalayim and bris mila, is that a dindaraisa or a dindarabanan? So the Ritva says it has to be a dindarabanan, because if you're missing some, you still yotze. I don't say no, it could be a dindaraisa that you need it. Okay. So we mentioned already nanuim. So where do you do nanuim? Behold you Hashem tchila basof. V'yapana Hashem oshiyana. K'divrei Beis Hillel. V'shamei omer afan man Hashem atzlichana. We pass in like Beis Hillel. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Tzov ha'yisib Rabbi Gamliel b'Rabbi Yeshua. B'Akiva says, I used to watch Rabbi Gamliel b'Rabbi Yeshua. Shekol ha'am metarfim b'lovem b'loi ni'aniu. El ba'an Hashem oshiyana b'lvad. The whole am used to shake their lulavs. Seemingly, even during on Hashem Atzlichana, but my Rebbeim didn't. The Kapos Tamarim says, to prove that you don't always say, Puk Chazim Ayam Adabar. Don't always say, look what everybody's doing. It must be right. No. Rabbi Kiva says, I saw everybody was doing this, and I saw my Rebbeim said, no. Beis Hillel, on Hashem Oshiyana, not by on Hashem Atzlichana. Somebody was traveling and he comes home and he didn't shake a lulav yet. So you tell Shulchano when he comes home, doesn't matter. The midst of lulav is all day. Yitol al shulchano. What does the Bavli say about that? Even if you sit down to eat a meal, on the first day, it's a din d'oraisa, you gotta stop your meal and go shake a lulav. The other days, maybe as long as there's still some time, you could do it after the meal. But, as we know, the differences between being mafsik for a d'oraisa and d'rabanan. Im lo nata b'shachas yitol ben arabayim, shekola yom kasher lululav. The whole day is kasher for a lulav. So one should, make sure that, they shake a lulav within the time. So Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Akiva reported that his Rebbeim only shook at Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Haba Hodulo, they didn't shake by Hodul Hashem Kitov. The Gemara said, no, they did. Lahosi Apana Hashem Hatzlichana. He was just emphasizing that they did not shake by Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. One more line. Tani Rev Chia Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav, Zeshu Mashkem Latzeis Laderech. If you have to leave very early in the morning, Nota lulav mananea, so b'di'eved, you know, the best is to shake a lulav during Hallel, but if you can't, so shake a lulav in the morning before you leave, u'mananea, shofar v'tokeya. Interesting, you're traveling on Rosh Hashanah, right? If you're not going to have a shofar later on, blow shofar in the morning, even before you daven, v'tokeya. Lukshadi alonas kriyashma, kriyashma is later, right? Kriyashma is later, right? Urisamoso. Hariza koryashma u'mispalel. So that's later on, mispalel, as we know, we should mishayakir, as Ruchan Kadievsky here quotes, Mishachar applies to tefillin, applies to tzitzis, but that's a little bit later, and that's why we say that. Okay, let's stop there by the Nanuim, Tini, but the Shem will continue with that next time.